Do you have a work nemesis? Who are they and what is their problem? 1-800-330-9999. In NASCAR news, Denny Hamlin and Alex Bowman, they're both NASCAR racers and they're rivals. So during Sunday's NASCAR Cup playoff race, Bowman cuts him off. He spins out, loses his lead, and he gets all mad. Now, there's a lot more to this, like the qualifying and all that. I'm not going to get into it. But when the race is over, Bowman goes to the front stretch to celebrate. Hamlin parks his car and cuts him off and then, like, pushes the nose of his car and gives him the finger.
It's kind of awesome, actually. I mean, if you're a race fan watching this stuff, it's great to see people that actually don't like each other. I mean, listen, it's a lot of fun when you think that your stars are like friends with other stars, too. But it's the same thing with sports. Like, I want you to not like each other just a little bit, at least.
Listen to this post-race interview.
Ooh.
Denny, I know obviously you're not happy with what happened, but what is your take on the contact down there?
He's just a hack. He's just an absolute hack. He's just terrible, and he sees one opportunity and he takes it. But obviously, you know, he's got the fast car every week and he runs 10th. So, and he still can't drive. You know, he's just terrible.
He went on to say more.
Uh-huh.
And it was naughty.
It was bad.
Yeah, you can't say that stuff. But
no, they're work nemesis, that's for sure.
You know what? I mean, it brings a lot of attention to it. Here we are talking about NASCAR. You never thought you'd have to explain that, right?
Yeah.
But work nemesis, it does happen.
I think so. I've been in a good position for many years now, but I would say that I've had two work nemesis over my lifetime.
Are you going to explain them? Please tell me that you're going to explain them a little bit.
I've never have before. I wasn't a fan of my first co-host that I ever had. I was not a fan.
Well, that's why you killed them.
I did not kill them. Right.
And then killed the second one also. Was there a third one you killed too?
That's you, Raven.
Yeah. Oh, I'm the third, right. And then there was the person that like modeled themselves after you.
My first co-host, I felt like he wasn't very fair to me, and I thought that he talked down to me a lot, and that wasn't very cool.
And clearly lacked talent and humor.
Right, all of that.
That's why they're gone.
Yeah, and the second one, she was a very nice girl.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand what happened.
At first, she was your friend.
She was my friend, but then she, like, I think she would just get upset that, like, she would get looked over for things.
Yeah.
And that I would get them. And it was one of those things where she didn't want to be my friend anymore. She became crazy. She made fake email accounts and would send me harassing emails. Like, it was nuts.
Yeah, I would say that's a nemesis.
Yes.
That qualifies.
Right.
I had that guy that I worked with that I thought we were friends again. And then remember, I started working there and I ran into him at a parade we were doing. And he was asking me questions. And then every time I would answer the question, he would like rephrase the question to me. So that like that went on for a few minutes. So then I was like, are you messing with me, man? And I thought we were going to have a fist fight at the parade. Remember? I've let that go now at this point.
Have you?
Well, maybe not.
I think there's just some people that like you run into at work that they just become your nemesis. Do you have a nemesis like this NASCAR guy? Who is it and what is their problem? 1-800-330-9999. A lot of drama this past Sunday at the NASCAR Cup playoff race. Denny Hamlin and Alex Bowman are rivals. When they got off the track, Denny said this.
He's just a hack and he still can't drive. You know, he's just terrible.
Do you have a workplace nemesis? Who are they and what is their problem? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
Yes, I do.
All right.
What's their problem?
Yeah, what's their problem?
So he's like the biggest goody two-shoes. He's like the absolute teacher's pet. And we're currently still on full-time work from home. And he lives in the city. I have quite a commute. He just sent out this email to all of us being like, I think we should all voluntarily go into the office. It's totally voluntary. But of course, like once you do that, you can't like, it's not voluntary anymore.
Yeah.
And so now I have to start commuting back to the city 3 months early because of this dude.
Yeah. And just because, you know, he wants to show off that it's, you know, a walk across the hall for him. Mm-hmm. Look, boss, I'm so good. I'm so dedicated.
And then if he does it and you don't, you look like the jerk that didn't follow suit with everybody else. Oh.
Exactly.
You want to say his name?
And this is one of many. Like, he does this all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I know. We all know that character.
Uh-huh. Yep. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's your work nemesis?
So my name is Lydia, and I have a coworker. Her name is also Lydia, and they are constantly comparing us at work. And it's, she's definitely my nemesis.
I mean, what are the odds?
Lydia
is not something you hear every day.
No, not at
all. So now two Lydias in one office. Like, I'm with you.
Right.
She is your nemesis.
Yeah.
You need to defeat this other Lydia.
How?
The fact you need to destroy her somehow. I mean, listen, she may be a very nice person, mm-hmm. but you need her out of there and out of these people's memories.
It seems like a lot. I mean, she just has. I mean, she didn't no. pick her name. She was born given
no,
it to her.
No, because inherently, what's going to be is you're number one or number two, right? Mm. Or you're big or little,
or you're good, Lydia, or
you're
bad,
good
Lydia.
Or bad. Yeah, you don't want to be any one of those things. You got to be the Lydia,
right?
You got to get rid of her. You.
It got real dark.
I can't say anything else at this time, but.
All right, Tanya Harding.
You need to start thinking about what it is that you are prepared to do.
Okay, that's good. Sorry, Lydia. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's your work nemesis?
Basically, anybody who hits reply all on any email. Mm. Because I don't have time for that.
Oh.
And the rest of us don't either. So
the worst is on my phone. I don't know if it's the way my iPhone is logging them or what, Anna, but I'll look down. There'll be 72 messages because somebody's birthday in the office.
Yeah.
Like, that's not necessary.
There's always the first reply all person.
Yes.
And like that person has to show off and be like, congrats or happy birthday or great job. And it's like, we all needed to see that, all 140 of us on this chain, you know?
You know, they're doing that so that they're going to be like, look, boss.
Yeah.
I'm the purest of spirit here.
I have the most team spirit in this whole office.
Right.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I have been getting peer pressured into reply all.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You know how much I hate it because I'm like, if every other person is hitting reply all, now I'm going to be the person that doesn't hit reply all?
You haven't seen me on there? I've been on there for weeks, man.
Yeah.
I can't
also,
have that type of stuff moving against me.
Speaking of that, Raven, I've been meaning to bring this up to you privately.
Yeah.
But you're still doing, like, the happy face with the colon.
Oh, yeah.
No, you don't do that.
That's like, my personal touch.
No, it's weird that you put the little happy face after whatever you write. You don't even use the emoji. You use it like the old school, like the colon with the semi-thing.
Now you're being hurtful.
Well, I mean, why are you doing that? Stop.
I'm surprised you didn't reply all and correct me on that.
I said I was going to do it privately, and I just did. Your work nemesis, what's their problem? 1-800-330-9999.
He's just a hack, and he still can't drive. You know, he's just terrible.
It's just terrible. I mean, everybody's got a workplace nemesis. Even in NASCAR, that's Denny Hamlin talking about Alex Bowman after the race this past Sunday.
Lots of drama, man. He's going for his victory spin out. Alex Bowman is, and Denny Hamlin just mashes the front of his car with his car and like pushing him. It was cool.
They gave each other the finger. Like, what is happening?
They don't like each other week after week after week. It's proven out.
I think sometimes you just have a workplace nemesis.
Yeah.
You ever had one, Raven?
You know, this is a business full of a lot of egos. Frankly, and when you first get into it, you're younger, like everybody's kind of trying to bump into each other. So I remember, like, I got a promotion at the first place that I worked, and it came at the expense of somebody else. I mean, that's what happens. Somebody's show gets bumped and you get bumped up. Mm-hmm. And forever after that, that guy ended up coming back and working at the company after that again. And he was just always angry with me. And then after a while, he started to like dress like me.
Mm.
And then he started to get tattoos like me.
That's weird.
It was weird.
Yeah.
A tattoo is a permanent decision. If you like my shirt, go ahead and buy the shirt. If you like my tattoo, compliment it, but put it somewhere else. I can't find it.
Yeah.
Don't get one that looks like it in the same type of area. Like, we're not twins. We're not a team.
Oh, yeah. He tried to be you. It's the fatal attraction thing.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Well, do you have a workplace nemesis? What's their problem? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
The woman who runs the IT department at my company is the worst. Like, every time there's something wrong with any of my equipment, she just comes in and she's like, have you tried turning it off and turning it back on? Like, it just makes me feel like I'm an idiot for having my equipment not work.
They can be a little bit pretentious, right? I mean, they were a sire too. Like, do you think you have to be a sire? Is it a requirement of being IT?
I don't know.
You know?
But I get asked the question of, did you shut it off and turn it on every single time? And every single time I'm like, yeah, because that's what you tell me to do every single time.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have come in here without doing that. But I always feel like that they just think they were so dumb.
Yeah.
We don't know to do that.
Yeah, but be real. How many times did you not turn it
so
off?
Many times.
Right.
So many times.
How many times do they come in and they restart it and then it works? And
I
you're like,
well. Happened. I swear.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
It's
that was
so
crazy.
Many times. Right.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's your work nemesis?
Definitely this like new guy who started couple months after I did, kind of showed up. And every time we have these business meetings, big conference room, he's just taken over my seat that I've been sitting in for a long time. And he's just assumed that it's him. And it's his seat, and I hate him for it. And every time I walk in, it's like he purposely gets there 5 minutes before me to claim the chair.
No.
And it's just really not cool.
You have to fight him.
I mean, if you never told him, right. So, I mean, he's not aware.
He doesn't even know you hate him.
Right?
No.
He's not aware of it.
The first couple meetings, he was definitely aware. I was sitting in that seat. That was where I sat. And then one day I showed up and I was like, oh, that's
it. Oh. So he targeted you then. I mean, he looked at the rest of the room, and he, like, you know, he considers you to be the weak link. I'm sorry. Anybody else, any other guy at that table, he'd know he couldn't do that to, because he knows that that person would be waiting for him at recess to fight. And now, you know, he has clearly said that I'm taking over this space. This is my space now. And he's claimed that you are weak. I hate him for you, sir. But he may be stronger than you. You should definitely confront him.
Poor
next
guy.
Meeting, you'll look great being like, that was my team!
Right.